How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. This is a show about pro wrestling, and we are bringing you what we call stupid questions. That is where one of us asks the other person a question off the top of their head, and they have to answer off the top of their head with no preparation. It could be a really simple question, or it could be something that requires a little bit more thought. Either way, you have to answer very quickly. So I am going to ask Leonard a question. It is a follow-up to one of our other videos, a Mount Rushmore question. This one will be a little bit harder. Leonard, what is your Mount Rushmore of tag teams?
Oh, man. Okay. Midnight Express immediately jumped to mind. Either version, although I'm more of an Eaton Lane fan than I am Eaton Condrey. I think the Eaton Lane version was stronger because Lane was different enough from Eaton. What Lane brought to the table, or Condrey and Eaton, are very similar in their styles. Steiner Brothers immediately come to mind. I mean, super athletic, super stiff. Some really fantastic matches if you go back and look at what they were doing. You know, no really modern teams spring to mind automatically. It's a lot of older teams. I would say the Rock and Roll Express as well. You know, they sort of pioneered that Southern tag formula. You know, being the babyface that gets beaten down is called playing Ricky Morton. You know, it's named for them. The idea of the hot tag and everything they did, definitely there. And then my fourth slot, you know, I think it's a kind of a tie, and I'll make a decision between the Road Warriors and Demolition. I really think in the last few years, I've seen people reevaluate Demolition, and a lot of people thinking that Demolition was better than the Road Warriors, even though they were kind of a knockoff of the Road Warriors. They followed them, similar kind of concept, idea, push through type of thing. And I definitely think that Darso and Bill Eady, Barry Darso, Bill Eady, are better wrestlers than Hawk and Animal, but their pure charisma and what they could do in the ring, they did better than anybody else. They knew their strengths, they knew their weaknesses. And I think just for that insane popularity that they had for a given period, and the fact that they're still influential. I mean, you still see tag teams that are trying to do, even like, say, the Viking, what are they called now? The Viking Warriors?
Something like that,
yeah. Yeah, like even them, you know, with the face paint and the attitude and the size of the guys, harkens back to the Road Warriors. So I'm going to go Road Warriors, Rock and Roll Express, Midnight Express, and the Steiner Brothers. And I will give an honorable mention to Strike Force, who were not together very long, but that was a heck of a team. And that's also a team that over the past few years, I've seen people really devote to. Anytime I do like these fantasy wrestling drafts, people go out of their way to put Santana and Martel together. They draft them high. Like, they both had great singles careers. And usually we say you handcuff someone. If I take Ricky Morton, I've handcuffed Robert Gibson. No one else is going to take Robert Gibson, right? Now, if I take Tito Santana, someone could take Rick Martel, but I want to get Rick Martel quick if I'm taking Tito Santana. So, right. You know, so just because they weren't together that long, but the impact and the popularity they had at the time, I'm going to give them an honorable mention.
That's certainly fair. And that's one of those tag teams that was so good, but like, you know, you wish that they could have been together longer. Because they could have had a run like one of the tag teams that is on my list. So, like, if I were going to make a list that would apply to everybody, like, certainly I would concede that, like, and not even concede, like, the Midnights and the Rock and Roll Express, like, did so much for tag team wrestling. Mm-hmm. You know, and they absolutely deserve to be there. Leonard already mentioned them, so I'm just going to give my personal four here. So I would pick the Steiner Brothers. I would pick the Hart Foundation.
That's a good pick. If we were going like a top 10, they're definitely in my top 10.
Yeah. And the reason I would pick the Hart Foundation is because they could do it as heels or faces. And you know, you just kind of had the best of both worlds with that team in terms of power and then technical wrestling. Mm-hmm. In terms of a modern tag team, I would probably pick FTR. And yeah. The reason I would pick FTR specifically is not just because they have good matches, which they do, is because they made it in every single company they've been at.
True.
And I, you know, down the road, because they're still doing it, I think they will get that credit more. But, you know, right now they're doing stuff in AEW. So that would be my modern tag team. And then, you know, the other slot is really, it's really tough. Like I would pick, you know, you could pick somewhere like, you know, the Midnights or the Rock and Roll Express. Do the Usos need to be in the conversation? I don't know, because, you know, tag team wrestling is not what it once was in WWE.
Right. I don't think they faced the competition, you know?
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I'd have to give like the nod to, you know, Rock and Roll. Or, you know, you mentioned Legion of Doom. You have to, I'd probably put them there simply because even though I'm not a huge fan of them, the more I go along, when I was a kid, I loved Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
The more I learn about them, the less I kind of like them. But, like, you know, you have to give them credit for just how popular they were wherever they went. So, yeah.
And I was saying, you know, we can keep naming names, but I just thought two more that should probably be mentioned. One's the Dudley Boys.
Sure.
Who I think has won more tag titles across more companies than anybody.
Maybe those three teams in the TLC era deserve their own spot, right?
Right, right. You know, the Hardys and Edge and Christian, and they all worked together to make themselves what they became. And then Arn and Telly. Arn Anderson and Telly Blanchard.
I thought about them. You know, I thought about them. And, I, you know, I was like, you know, well, you know, they were a really great team in two different companies. I was like, do you think of them as a tag team more, or do you think of them just being in the faction? Like,
yeah.
But they were great, and the Brainbusters is, to me, just a spectacular name.
It is. It was the best name for them. And even though they were only the Brainbusters for a short period of time, I think most people still refer to them as the Brainbusters. Heenan was a great manager for them. And again, I when I think of Arn and Telly, I think of them together more than, say, the Andersons, than Arn and Ole together.
Right.
Because it was just a different dynamic, and it worked. And again, we can keep naming teams all day, but
yeah, you know, and like, I'm not going to get into like the actual Japanese talent, because those guys would kind of interchange. But in terms of American talent that went there, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a team that I really love watching now. Well, they're old stuff anyway. And that would be Dr. Death and Terry Gordy.
Oh, yeah. The Miracle Violence connection.
Yeah. You know, they
great name, another fantastic name. And yeah, I mean, I knew them from when they came to back to WCW and worked there.
But right.
Some of the Japanese stuff I've watched of them is just amazing.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. They, see, tag teams is tougher because there's so many, and it's, you know, you have to kind of give credit to the same ones, I feel like, which we did. Like, you know, there's the ones that you mentioned right off the bat, you can't not put them there, you know.
Right.
Because they of what they did for tag team wrestling in general. And then the other two, it's just kind of becomes whoever you like.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. I like the time before, I think we named all the names that we probably should have, even though there's probably still some gems out there that we didn't think of.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us know what your Mount Rushmore tag teams would look like. Who did we forget to mention? Please let us know in the comments. Hit the like button, subscribe to our content. We have other videos as well, such as random match reviews, segment surgery, what's that card? We can be listened to if you care to check out podcasts. Please let us know what you thought. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time.